The ABC has obtained a copy of a damning New South Wales Health Department report into the death in custody of a 26-year-old Indigenous man. David Dungay died after riot officers restrained and tranquilised him, even though he told them he couldn't breathe. He was a patient in the mental health unit of Sydney's Long Bay Jail at the time of his death, just days after Christmas last year. He stopped breathing after prison officers from the riot squad held him face down on a mattress while nurses administered a powerful sedative. The health department report into the matter details a series of failings, including that no one checked his vital signs before the injection. Speaking for the first time to the ABC, David Dungay's family have described his death as murder and say it must be properly investigated with someone held accountable. Lexi Metherill reports.
David Dungay died in Long Bay Jail more than 8 months ago. His mother's still stunned that her son's refusal to obey orders to stop eating a packet of biscuits sparked the events which culminated in his death. He had diabetes, and Latona Dungay thinks he was probably just trying to manage his blood sugar levels.
I can't believe that he was just stuffing his mouth, just because he was hungry. He was stuffing his mouth with a biscuit to keep alive. At which they come in and attacked him and took that off him and made him drop into a low.
According to a health department report, he became increasingly aggressive over the directive to stop eating. Corrective services staff called in several officers from the corrective services immediate action team to move him to a cell with a camera where he could be monitored. According to an autopsy report, Dungay, who had chronic schizophrenia, became combative, and he was restrained face down on a mattress while a powerful sedative was administered. Shortly after, his face turned purple and he stopped breathing.
Straight out murder. They murdered my son. And they got to be accountable for each one of them individuals that was involved that day.
Not long after his death, Corrective Services New South Wales released a statement saying police were not treating the death as suspicious. In a statement today, the department says preliminary indications suggest there was no criminal negligence. Post-mortem examinations so far are yet to ascertain a cause of death. The former clinical director of the New South Wales Department of Forensic Medicine, Sydney University Professor Jahan De Flew, says he did not die of natural causes.
Well, an unnatural death is any death where there has been involvement by some external agency or force. In this case, conditions that we'd have to consider is restraint of the patient. There's certainly the problem of excited delirium, which needs to be considered. There's the problem of him potentially having aspirated vomit during the process of him being restrained. And then there's the medication that he was on, including the medication that he was given to calm him down.
In its analysis of the event, the health department report says policies were not followed during the tranquilisation of Mr. Dungay. His airway, breathing and circulation or vital signs were not checked as required before the sedative was administered. It says records of the incident were not completed by all staff involved, and it's also questioned the subordination of medical staff to corrective services staff in the hospital. The family's lawyer, George Newhouse, says Mr. Dungay's death raises a number of issues that need addressing.
Aboriginal people have an extremely high rate of diabetes. The management of diabetes in the prison system seems to be problematic. David's case is possibly an example of that and how it could lead to death. Now, I believe, and the family believe, that the treatment of Aboriginal people in prisons and their health needs is a critical issue in investigating his death.
How would you describe the analysis done by the health department?
Look, I really don't want to critique a particular document at this stage. The matter will be coming before the coroner. But suffice it to say, the interaction between health workers and prison guards in critical, life-threatening situations is one that the family hopes will be addressed by the coroner. It's really not appropriate for me to discuss details now, But it is important that this issue be addressed.
The New South Wales Corrections Minister, David Elliott, has declined a request for interview, saying the matter is still before the coroner, who's yet to determine the cause and circumstances surrounding Mr Dungay's death. An inquest date is yet to be announced. David Dungay spent nearly 8 years in jail, and his family says he was weeks away from release on parole at the time of his death. His mother, Latona, recalls her last phone call with her son the morning of his death.
And I said, "Well, son, you ain't got long to go. You've got to keep looking in that mirror. You smile. Walk out there with a smile and alert everyone." And he said, "Mum," he said, you still smell the same." And I said, "Yes, you still smell the same. Sweet." And I said, "You'll be out soon." And that was the last words I had with my son.
Latona Dungay, the mother of David Dungay, who died in custody late last year, ending Lexi Metherall's report.